This week in South Carolina, a two-year-old was in the back seat of the car he was riding in with his grandmother, and in the pocket of the seat in front of him was a gun. The two-year-old pulled the gun out and shot his grandmother through the passenger seat. And things like this happen a lot more often than you think. In fact, on average, small children are involved with firearm deaths at least twice a week nationwide.
Yeah.
It's actually a startlingly high number. And the overwhelming number of these instances, a weapon has been left out by an adult. Sometimes it's left out. Sometimes it's just left unsecured. You may think that your closet is a good hiding place, but if you have small children, surely you know deep down inside you're fooling yourself. And so in the wake of this news and the regular stories that we see throughout the year of children killing each other and themselves accidentally, in their case, with guns that are left unsecured, usually by their parents or another adult, it's worth asking the question, is it time to start prosecuting adults for leaving unsecured weapons around children?
Yeah, that's a question that was asked in a recent article, and I thought it was interesting to at least discuss it, Ethan, because I thought you made an interesting argument about this, and that was about how much we shame parents in so many other cases. And yet if somebody leaves a gun out and then we call the story a quote-unquote accidental death, we move on.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an accidental death of somebody leaving their kid in the car because they forgot they were there, I mean, we go after them. I mean,
we really do.
Investigate.
We prosecute.
We go. I mean, it's interesting because the reality is, Ethan, I've gotten more on board with this, and we've got guns in my house, and guess where they are? Totally locked away.
Yeah.
And my kids would never have the chance to be able to get into where they are.
Yeah.
They don't have the capability of getting in there. They don't have the capability of, whoops, accidentally getting in there. And in the future, I'm going to take the steps necessary to make sure that my kids will never be able to get to the guns that I own because I don't want them to. And I'm going to teach my kids how to use guns, and I'm going to teach them how to use them responsibly. It's something that my dad did, and it's something that I've always enjoyed doing. I like going and shooting. When I go to my parents' house up in Washington, they have private property. We can go up and we can shoot on it. And I like to do that with my brothers, my dad. My dad's the best shot in the family. You know, these guys in the Marines, he's a sharpshooter. And he's still, after all these years,
still got it.
Yeah, doesn't walk nearly as well as he used to. You know, he's almost 70, but guess what?
He can still line up a shot.
Yes. I mean, we go skeet shooting. He still powders those things. I want to have those experiences with my sons, but I want to make sure that they understand how dangerous they are. And 2-year-olds don't understand how dangerous guns can be, and they'll pick up stuff. They'll put things – kids put things, that they shouldn't in their mouths all the time. They grab things that they shouldn't all the time. And so to stumble on a gun that's lying out, that's loaded, that doesn't have a gun lock on it, I mean, I think that a family losing a kid is an awful thing for them to have to go through.
Yeah.
But it could have been prevented, and so the word negligent has to be thrown in there, and I don't think it's negligent homicide or whatever it might be. You have to punish families who do not take good enough care of their guns.
Well, the National Shooting Sports Foundation has an interesting video on this exact topic, and they address one point. And I know this is something in a lot of people's minds because a lot of people don't secure their firearm because they want to have it ready in case a murderer breaks into their house, and they want to have it at the ready, and they're concerned that locking it up would ruin it as a home defense weapon. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation talks about this.
If you believe you must have quick access to a loaded firearm in your home, you need to take special safety measures. Keeping a gun to defend your family makes no sense if that same gun puts your family members or visitors to your home at risk.
So you keep a loaded weapon unsecured. What are the odds that you're going to have to use it to kill a murderer in your home versus the odds of a child or another or a neighborhood friend finding it? Obviously, they're not even on the same page. The odds are significantly higher that an unsecured firearm would be used by a child in your home than you using it to defend your home. And that's worth looking at. That's worth considering. And, you know, there are specially made gun safes that have, you know, panels on them that with little quick release doors where you punch in a combination and the door pops open. Something like that. Get some way to secure your firearm before a kid finds it. Because the odds of a kid finding it are much higher than the odds of you ever having to use it against a stranger. And when you look at the things that we are willing to prosecute parents over, parents who leave their children in the car, we prosecute them for it. Parents who leave drugs out for their children to ingest and be harmed and be killed, we prosecute. Children in any number of negligent situations, we prosecute the parents like crazy with a lot of sympathy, but we do it. Why don't we do it in the case of negligent gun storage in the home? Why is it that that one realm of fatal negligence against children is off limits? We basically don't. Now, we could, but for the most part, we don't. Do you think it's time to? 57500, and I'm certainly sympathetic to the feeling that this parent's gone through enough and let that be it. But at the same time, how do you bring at
that
the same
of,
time
that feeling of and again, the I didn't mean to. And I know that people are going to text in and be like, well, wait till this happens to you one day. And I think you'll change your tune because you're still a good dad. You're still trying to do the best you can. But when you I mean, ultimately, you're in charge of those things. Now, somebody said somebody texted in or somebody actually texted me personally and said, but what if your kids find your keys and the car rolls down the driveway, or they crash a car?
Well,
will the parent be held responsible for that? I mean, that's
if a child,
essentially what
yeah.
we're talking about here.
If I wouldn't put that in the same realm. If a child behind their parents' backs retrieves the keys to the car and surreptitiously goes out to the driveway, that's something different entirely than a dad who keeps a gun in the nightstand or in a shoebox under the bed or under a pile of clothes in the closet. I see those things as two different things completely.